The psalmist says in Psalm 119, verse 71, "It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees." Let us pray. Graceful Father, as we find ourselves in the school of affliction, we praise and bless you that you are our teacher, you are our subject, and you are our results. We confess, Lord, that this school of affliction is not fun or easy or pleasant. But Father, if suffering proves to be the best classroom in which to learn your decrees, then it is good indeed, Lord. It is very good. Lord, your decrees are your declaration of what has been, of what is, and what will be forever. Lord, you never try to do something, for what you decree always comes to pass and nothing frustrates your will. And so, our Father, if the result of our lives being afflicted at this time and of them being disrupted and overwhelmed is that we get to a right place with you, a place of satisfying, precious communion, then so be it, for knowing you and your Son is the essence of eternal life. Father, we ask now that as we turn to your word, that you would help us, Lord, to appreciate you even more, to experience new depths of your comfort, that we in turn will become more compassionate, more concerned for others, more caring, and that these things, Lord God, in the weeks and months that lie ahead would become more evident in our families, in our churches, and in our neighborhoods. Lastly, Father, we are so glad that your decree is that all who trust in Jesus are completely forgiven and declared righteous, fully known to you, greatly loved, citizens of heaven and heirs of the new earth. What a gospel, Lord, that because Jesus was afflicted, we are loved. Because his suffering ended, so will ours. Because he rose from the dead, so shall we. We praise you, Lord, and we pray to you, Lord, in the great and gracious name of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Well, folks, it's good to have you joining with us for the first of these midweek messages, as we bring them now in an alternative format to the usual meeting that we have in the fellowship room. We're grateful to God for modern technology that enables us to do this and to keep in touch. And I do encourage you very much to be keeping in touch with the body of Christ in Drumrea and in Drumore, to be linking up with membership, to be making phone calls, to be in some ways creative, trying to keep contact up and to keep us together as a church and as a people. But I want tonight to speak about a verse of scripture which contains a word which I think will become increasingly relevant to us in these emergency times in which we are living. It's found in Romans chapter 5, so if you want to turn that up, then please do so. But the verse reads the following way. It's Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. Paul says, "We know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope, and hope does not disappoint us." It's the word character that I particularly want us to think about as we address this verse of scripture. What do we mean? What did Paul mean when he used the word character? Well, the first thing to say is he didn't mean the way in which we use the word character. For example, we say about a person, "Oh, he's a real character," or "she's a real character." And what we mean by that is someone who is a larger-than-life type of personality. We probably all know people like that. Neither did Paul mean when he used that word where we sometimes say about someone, "Oh, he's a strong character," meaning someone who is confident and maybe self-assertive. And again, we know what that term means in our current usage. But Paul didn't mean either of those things. To get to the root meaning of that word, we need to know the Greek word. The Greek word behind it is the word dokeme. It's used very infrequently in the Bible, but it refers to someone who has been tested, someone who has been come through circumstances where they've been proven. And that's the sense in which Paul is using it here. Someone who has had experiences that they've come through successfully and they've proven themselves, they've proven their character, they've proven their mettle. Just to illustrate, I mean, it's a bit like whenever ore is dug from the ground and the precious metal needs to be extracted from it. The smelting process will be used and the ore will be placed into a crucible. It will be heated. It will be heated sometimes to huge temperatures. And as the ore melts, then the impurities will be skimmed off and left behind will be the precious metal. But it takes heat to be applied in order for that process to work and to work effectively. I suspect many of us are feeling that the heat is being applied to our lives at this time. Listening to the Prime Minister's broadcast last night to the nation, effectively placing the nation under house arrest, it is really amazing to be just considering the implications of that. Other people have lost their jobs and the heat is being applied to their lives in that way, financially and economically. Other people have had hospital appointments cancelled, procedures cancelled, and the heat is being applied to their lives in that way. All of us are suffering from the sense of not being able to have church, and we feel that spiritually. The lack of fellowship, the lack of teaching, the lack of meeting with God's people, and the heat is being applied that way. The question is, as we think about that, well, how do we respond? This is a test of character. Matthew Henry in his commentary has two lovely points to make out of this. He says it's a test of your experience of God. Is God just a God who is there for the good times in life, or is God also a God who is there to give you songs in the night, says Matthew Henry. And it's also a test of you yourself, he says, as a believer. Missionaries in different contexts talked about rice Christians at a time. A rice Christian is someone who professed faith in Christ, and as long as the rice was available, then they were believers in Christ. But when the rice stopped, well, then their faith stopped. Their faith wasn't real. They were just rice Christians. We have to ask ourselves in days like this, are we just rice Christians? Because we are being tested. We are facing these character tests, and we have to ask ourselves how we're going to respond. It's said, for example, in Norway that the strongest men in Norway are the fishermen who go out in fishing boats and who have to wrestle with the North Sea. Similarly, the plants that are in cold frames at this time of year or in greenhouses will eventually have to be put out into the open air, where there they will harden off. As the wind gets applied to them, their stems will toughen and tighten. And if that doesn't happen, then those plants will be floppy whenever they're out in the open air. When I think on these themes of being toughened by circumstances, I think of Jesus Christ, whose life, I think sometimes we think of Christ as living a very soft life. Totally opposite was the case. Think of Jesus beginning ministry and the devil came at him with a threefold temptation and tried to bring him down at the very start. Think of the first sermon that he preached and the townsfolk tried to throw him off a cliff. And especially in John's gospel, time after time after time again, the Jews come at him to discredit him, to tear him down. And eventually, after a mock trial, they crucified him. Jesus suffered trial time after time again. And yet, and this is the point, his character shone through, right through all of those times. Meekness and majesty, patience and purity, service and sacrifice. Jesus practiced tough love and tender truth through those difficult times as he continued to serve God, as he continued to trust God. And he is our great example, but he is also our Savior who lives inside us when we have a personal relationship with him. And I encourage you to have that with him and to know the strength that he alone can give. Job said in Job 23, he said, when God has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And there's that smelting imagery again. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. God is looking that you, that I should come through this test as gold. But it will only happen if we resolve, if we make resolves in our heart of hearts that we will serve the Lord, that we will persevere, that we will put into practice our faith, We won't just play at church or play at being Christians, but that we will be a people who really and truly show forth our patience and our purity, who live out our lives in a way that glorifies and honours God, whatever heat is being applied to them. I think too, just before I close on the themes of some of the enemies of character, and there are many of them. The devil has many ways in which he would seek to destroy us and to soil us in our character and our service for the Lord. Laziness is one example, and we've got lots of time. A lot of us have got a lot of time now that we're basically having to stay indoors. How are we going to use that time? Is watching Netflix and playing video games really the best use of time? We've got to ask ourselves, is that the best way? We've got to guard ourselves against impurity. Pornography is so common in today's world. I read recently of a man who said that he once saw a pornographic book and he only saw it for 15 minutes. But that pornographic book has stayed with him in his mind for 25 years. He can't get the images out of his mind. There's something which will soil our character. Or what about also vanity? We might say to ourselves, poor me, I'm so sad, I'm so down, I'm so depressed. We think it's all about us. We've got to be careful against vanity as well. We've got to be careful against greed, getting caught up perhaps in gambling, just casual gambling that leads on through the internet, especially into other forms of gambling. These are enemies of the soul. These are ways in which God will test us. And we've got to ask ourselves, as the devil's temptations come, are we going to turn to God? Are we going to be strong in the Lord and in his strength, putting on the armor of God? Or are we going to let these things tear us down? You see, also belief, faith is crucial, that we practice our faith in the midst of these trying times. As I finish, just one last verse of scripture from James chapter 1. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Blessed is the man who perseveres under trial, for once he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to those who love him. May God's word encourage you, may it strengthen you, and may it help you to develop character. I need to develop character in my life. I trust you need to develop character in your life also. I trust my words, this message this evening, will have contributed towards that end. God bless you and keep you. In Jesus' name, amen.